Good morning, and God bless you all. This is Brother Steve with the Daily Inspiration this morning. I'm going to read out of Colossians here a little bit. The book of Colossians is very much focused on Christ. Of course, the Christ is the center of the whole scriptures, but Colossians very much brings out just the importance of Jesus Christ as our all in all. And trying to get across to us, Paul here is trying to get across to us that Jesus is all that we need, that everything is in him, and all things are for him and created by him. So we're going to read here Colossians chapter 1, a few verses here, maybe about half a chapter or so. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which has come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be in things in earth or things in heaven. That's quite a mouthful from Paul there. He is exhorting us, really trying to bring out the extent of Christ and who he is and what he is all for us. I like how Paul, it seems like in his letters, it comes out very strong, you know, just his urgency, just his urgent desire for us to walk in the truth, for the people that he was ministering to stand fast and to get a hold of the fact that Jesus is all that we need, and just really encouraging them not to get distracted by other ideas and things. And I often wonder what Paul would have to say to the church today if he was here today and he could write a letter to us, and he would see all the distractions that have crept into the church, you know, anything from just worldliness to legalism to, you know, other philosophies and ideas and things like that that have come into the church. And here Paul is just really bringing it back home to where Jesus is all that we need. Says that for this cause, also since the day we heard it, we do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And here it just seems like it's continually coming out from Paul, the need for us to stand fast, to stay strong, that when we get distracted by little things, we start going down paths, other little paths, and going after other things outside of Christ. Then in verse 14, 15, about 16 through 19, we keep hearing this little three-letter word, all. By him all things were created. Everything that we see is created by him, by Jesus Christ, talking about Christ. It says in the verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. And all things were created by him that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. And it says all things were created by him and for him. Not only were they created by him, but they were created for him. He's the author, and he's also the finisher. He's the receiver of everything. He's also the author of it. And he says, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And it seems to me like here he's talking about not only are all things created, it says he's before things and everything is created by him, but it also says that that by him all things consist. So it seems like he's even continually holding all things together. And it almost seems like if God would remove that power, or if Jesus Christ were removed from his creation, it would just vanish. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. Now he's saying that, you know, because of this, because everything was created by him and everything's created for him, now he's bringing out that, you know, should he not have preeminence in everything? And it says, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And so here he created everything. He created everything. Everything was created by him. Everything was created for him. And he needs to have preeminence. He does have preeminence in this creation. He is the power behind the whole creation, even as it rotates on, you know, the world rotates and everything in space holds together. You know, there's an unseen power in everything that we see. You know, every piece of wood, every piece of steel, everything that we see is held together by an unseen power that is a mystery. Electrons, electronics, or whatever it might be. But it's the power of Christ containing everything. So he's making the argument here that because he is everything and he created everything, everything is created for him, everything is created by him, should he not have preeminence in everything? And so what I'm saying is he has preeminence. He is the head, and yet does he have preeminence in our heart? Are we giving him that place willingly? And it says, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And then it says in verse 20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. It says also there in the verse 13, 14, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now this is the most amazing part of this whole idea of Christ being all in all and him, everything being created by him, everything being created for him. And not only that, but after the fall, when the devil basically came and robbed the creation, basically claimed it for his own, through the fall of Adam and Eve. Then Jesus, he not only did he create it, not only was it created for him, but now he even gives his life for it. So he redeems it. First of all, he created it for himself. The devil steals it, and then he redeems it by his own life. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. And then further on down it says, that having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether it be things in heaven, things in earth or things in heaven. And so what he's really bringing down, he's really trying to, you know, it's like bringing the focus right back to Christ in everything. He created it. It was created by him. It's created for him. He redeemed it. Not only with money, but he redeemed it with his life, with his own blood that he shed to redeem it back to himself. So he bought it. You know, to us, it says, we look at the whole picture and we say, well, that's injustice. That's not right. Here, it was his to start with. He owned it. He created it for himself. And then the devil stole it. And what does Jesus do? You know, our idea is that somebody steals something from them, they need to give it back to you. But no, Jesus, he buys it back. Not with money. Which he would have plenty of that. But he buys it back with his life. Giving the thing that is most precious to him. And so, if we can just bring it back, that focus back to him, and then we'll continue tomorrow, another day, with going through the rest of Colossians here and just seeing how Jesus is just everything that we need. He is our all in all. He's our salvation. Not only is he our salvation, but he's our life. God bless you.